Okay, trying something new here. This is a podcast for Embers, the 11th of August. So the topic this week, our theme is God loves it when I sing. The focus Bible passage is Psalm 19, and our memory verse is Romans 1:16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. First to the Jew, then to the Gentile. So at the conclusion of this lesson, we're praying that children will have an introductory knowledge that David wrote many of the Psalms, discover that we can sing and pray to God about everything no matter how we feel, and know that God listens to us when we sing and pray and is always with us. Our program run sheet for this term is starting off with playtime, moving into welcome, having a game, story time whilst we're having morning tea, song or rhyme time, making time, clean up time, prayer time, and then memory verse. We're hoping to keep this run sheet as it is to give our kids predictability and routine. However, feel free to deviate based on the mood of the room and the needs of the kids. Just remember to give notice if you're changing for those kids who need it. So this week, our playtime, we have pots and pans, which is just a circle of pots and pans with wooden spoons and other utensils. And we encourage the children to explore the different sounds the pots make and to work together to form a loud band. There's also musical exploration. This station requires a music player and microphones. You place a box of instruments next to the music player, play some music and invite the children to play along. Pass the microphones around the room, allowing each child to choose a favourite song to sing. Suggest that they sing it either on their own or with the group. And sensory play, you've got two options. The first is to have a paddling pool on a tarp with metal bowls and wooden chopsticks or spoons. Fill the pool with just enough water that the metal bowls float and encourage the children to use the wooden chopsticks and spoons to explore the different sounds of the bowls. This can be quite musical. The alternative is to fill an underbed storage container with buttons, large beads, lentils, beans, rice, or any other noisy material, adding scoops, spoons, and containers, encouraging the children to fill the containers with the material and shake. After the stations, we then welcome children to kids' church, especially any newbies or visitors. Introduce yourself and your assistant leaders. Let kids know what to expect for the duration of kids' church and go over slurp. Stay safe, listen, learn, respect, participate. Don't forget to remind them about bathroom procedures and that they're not to leave the room without an adult. Then sing your welcome song, which we'll go over at the end of this podcast. So after our welcome, we have game time. In the game time, you have two options. You can play Musical Friends, which requires a song box containing different objects that might prompt the children to think of a song. For example, a bus for Wheels on the Bus, or a sheep for Baa Baa Black Sheep, a star for Twinkle Twinkle, or a red heart for Jesus Loves Me. Bring out the box and bring out each item individually and ask the kids what you should sing. You might also like to include some TV characters like Bluey or Bananas in Pyjamas, Play School, Bob the Builder, etc. Another thing you can do is play musical Bobs. It's just a simplified version of Bobs and Statues. Play some music and when the music stops, children bob down. When the music stops, everyone should clap those who remember to sit down. Try again until everyone remembers to sit down. Then try getting them to sit on a mat when the music stops, ready for story time. Alright, story time. I'll read the story here. So, have the children sit in a circle and pass out morning tea. As children eat, use props or felt board to tell the following story. David was a special friend of God. He loved to sing. When he was small, he sang at home with his mum and dad. He sang with his brothers, all seven of them. He sang in the kitchen, outside, in his bed, on long journeys, and when he went to worship God. Everywhere David went, he learned to sing songs. David became a shepherd boy, looking after sheep in the fields. Sometimes he got scared at night and worried that the bears and lions would come to take his sheep. So he sang a song to God. God helped him to be brave. David made up his own songs. He played them on his harp. He sang about the stars and the moon, the mountains and the trees. He sang all about God's love, how great and how wonderful he is. Everyone heard about David's beautiful songs. Everyone loved his singing, even the king. "Come and sing your happy songs to me," said the king. "Then I will feel happy too." And so David took his harp and went to live in the king's palace. David sang his happy songs whenever the king asked. Everyone loved David and his songs. Everyone wanted David to be king. So he became king. When he was king, he sometimes got very lonely. He felt sad and frightened when he had to fight in battles. He worried about the important decisions he had to make. What do you think David did? Yes, he sang more songs. David sang when he was small and he sang when he was tall. He could sing when he was glad and he could sing when he was sad. Wherever he was, however he felt, he knew that God was with him when he sang. The end of the story. Ask the children what songs they might sing when they are happy, sad, frightened or lonely. After that, pass out some musical instruments and move into some song time. Make a joyful noise to one of these songs. Apologies for my singing voice in advance. I do not have a singing voice, but let's try it. First one, row, row, row your boat. Little bit of a different version. Sing, sing, sing your songs, sing them all day long. Jesus loves it when we sing all our lovely songs. Sing, sing, sing your songs, sing them all day long. Jesus loves it when we sing all our lovely songs. London Bridge, or to the tune of London Bridge. David sang when he was small, he was small, he was small. David sang when he was small, he sang to God. David sang when he was tall, he was tall, he was tall. David sang when he was tall, he sang to God. David sang when he was scared, he was scared, he was scared. David sang when he was scared, he sang to God. David sang when he was glad, he was glad, he was glad. David sang when he was glad, he sang to God. Now choose any of the above or use your own. We can sing when we are glad, we are glad, we are glad. We can sing when we are glad, we sing to God. After that, you've got making time, which is where you'll be making banjos using a jam lid. You'll put some rubber bands on, put a bit of sticky tape on the back to secure the rubber bands. Grab a popsicle stick and attach the jar lid to the bottom of the popsicle stick. Attach with another bit of tape and then allow the kids to decorate and play their musical instruments. For cleanup time, we've introduced a cleanup song. So get the children's attention by singing the song below and then work together to pack up the area. Again, apologies for singing voice. Hands up high, hands up high, everybody hands up high. Tidy up, tidy up, everybody tidy up. Let's go! You can clap your hands on the let's go. After the cleaning up, the children can sit in a circle. Ask the children what prayer is, what do they believe prayer is, and then explain that prayer is just a fancy word we use to mean talking to God. Sometimes we close our eyes and hold our hands to keep our focus on God, but we don't have to do those things to pray. All praying is speaking to God. You can then sing this There's lots of singing this week. You can sing this quiet prayer to God to the tune of Kumbaya. We are praying, Lord, with a song. We are praying, Lord, with a song. We are praying, Lord, with a song. You hear us all day long. We say thank you, Lord, with a song. We say thank you, Lord, with a song. We say thank you, Lord, with a song. And you hear us all day long. All right. Now we come to our memory verse time, which on your program it does say that you'll be doing with the older kids, but you're actually doing it by yourself. So you have the option to use a TV or an iPad or something to show the kids the song, or you can simply just play it. And then we have sign out time, which you just have to make sure that the parents pick up their own children and sign them out. Nice and easy. All right. That's it from me. Bye. Oops, I forgot the welcome songs. So apologies for a bit more of my singing. So you have three choices here. First one is Look Who Came to Embers Today, sung to the tune of Mary Had a Little Lamb. And it goes, Look who came to embers today, embers today, embers today. Look who came to embers today, Vicky did. So in place of my name, you would use the name of a child. And you go around the circle singing each child's name. A second option would be Where is blank? Sing to the tune of Are You Sleep? Sung to the tune of Are You Sleeping? So for this one, I'll insert Charlotte's name. But again, this is replaced by whichever child you're singing to. So, where is Charlotte? Where is Charlotte? And then you ask the child to sing, Here I am, here I am. We're so glad to see you, we're so glad to see you at our church, at our church. And then the final one, What do you think my name is? Which comes from play school. What do you think my name is? I wonder if you know. My name is Vicky. And that's the leader's name. Hello, 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 hello. Wonder what your name is, we would like to know. Your name is, point to the child and get them to shout their name. Hello, 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 hello. Okay, now I'm done. Bye. Hi guys. So this is a podcast explaining our first top 10 leader expectation, be prepared and on time. So first up, we'll get back to being prepared. Let's talk about what being on time looks like. Being on time means arriving 9:40 to 9:45 a.m. It means arriving at 9:40 would mean that we have time to pray as a team. And you have time to help the program leader set up. There's a fair amount of work to do on Sunday mornings, from preparing morning tea to decorating, setting up pre-service activities, setting up the sign-in desk and more. Please make sure you check in with your program leader during the week. Ask if they need any help or if they'd like you to be responsible for something such as sign-in, morning tea, etc. All right, on to being prepared. In short, being prepared means making sure you have read your curriculum before you arrive at church on Sunday morning. I've been working hard to make sure each of you receive your curriculum the week before term begins. Your workload has changed a bit with our current curriculum, but I feel that you've been freed by it. I hope that you've been freed by it and not feeling stifled. If you are, come and speak to me. We ask that you read your curriculum both when you receive it at the start of the term and again the week you are leading. I was recently listening to a podcast by I Love Kidmin, and one of the presenters said something that has stuck with me. We prepare for what is important to us. Let's show our kids how important they are to us by making sure we set aside time to prepare their small groups. I know it might seem that small group is just asking three questions, so you really don't need to prepare. But really, it's so much more than that. This is your time to connect with your small group kids. You've been rostered on with the same group of kids each time you lead so that you can begin to build relationships with them. Those relationships will open the door to deeper conversations, which will hopefully open the door to you leading these kids to Christ, helping them to make the decision to be baptized, helping them to shine a light for Jesus in their schools, their homes, their extracurricular activities like surfing, basketball, soccer, football, ballet, preparing them to be leaders within our church and our communities. As you prepare, and as you read your curriculum, keep these three questions in mind. One, how do I make sure this experience brings glory to God and furthers his kingdom? Two, what kind of experience can I create to help kids grow spiritually? Three, how do I make sure the small group experience is just as impactful and not overshadowed by the large group? Because really, we want this time to be about small groups. Right, connection time. Have a read over your weekly curriculum. Check out the connection time question. Have a think and a pray. Will this question get your small group talking? Will it help them to feel relaxed in the small group environment? Or is it going to be like pulling teeth to get them to interact? Do you have a better question to get them talking? Is there a relevant story from your life, your childhood, that you can share with them instead? Does your group do better if you eat first and then ask questions, or do they do better eating while you are asking questions? Make your small group time personal to the kids in your group. Stay true to the big picture, big idea, and big point, but adapt your curriculum so it suits both your leading style and your group. Don't feel trapped by it. All right. Those of you who know Reggio will know what... have heard this term before, and it's one that I truly believe in. The environment is the third teacher. Right? Have a think about your small group environment. This is a hard one for us as we're limited by ratio requirements and our space. There's absolutely nothing more that I'd love than to have 14 leaders a week, a dedicated children's wing with a worship games hall and 12 meeting rooms so each group could have their own dedicated small group room. However, we don't have that. But we can still use what we currently have for God's glory. Would your group be more comfortable sitting on a blanket? Would they be comfortable sitting on cushions, sitting in the middle of the room or to the side? Create a space where you and the children are comfortable so that you can focus on God's word. As you come into prayer time, have a think. How spiritually mature are the children in your group? Do you have kids in your group who have not been brought up in the church? Just a hint, every single small group has at least one child like that. Do they know what prayer is? Do they know your expectations for prayer time? Why do we close our eyes and hold hands to pray? Do we really need to close our eyes and hold our hands together? Will you just say an overall prayer? Or are you going to equip these kids and teach them how to pray? You can go around the circle and ask each kid to say a quick prayer. Or you can do popcorn prayer. Popcorn prayer is where you start and then you let the kids just pray. And they might pray once and then go to someone else and then that same kid will pray. Quick little pops of prayer and then you can finish up. You can read the prayer written in your curriculum line by line and have the kids repeat it back. You can sing it. You can create a rhythmic prayer. Yes. Again, adapt the curriculum to suit your needs and the needs of your small group. Use this time to create a meaningful connection with the kids in your small group. Don't pass up on any opportunity that arises to teach these tender hearts about God's love for them. All right, that's all I've got time for today. If you've got anything to add or say or reflect on, please get back to me. Just a last note. Jenny and I completely understand the frustrations about having to pack up and move into the chapel for sign out. We're frustrated by it ourselves, but at the moment, at this time, we simply have to work with it. So we hear you, we're frustrated, we're still looking at other options, but for the moment that is one thing we've got put up with. Anyways, thank you again for caring so much about the spiritual well-being of the kids of our church. We really couldn't do this without you. Bye.